On the line, we have Carol Harding. Can you give us your job description?
Sure. I'm the executive director of Smart Ice, the Ice Monitoring and Information Inc.
So can you give our audience information about what the Smart Ice is?
Yes, Smart Ice is an award-winning technological innovation for the North. We are the world's first climate change adaptation tool that integrates traditional knowledge of sea ice with advanced data acquisition and remote monitoring technology. And our systems combine these approaches to provide valuable data-driven insights into the sea ice thickness and local ice conditions in near real time. And we embrace the business model as a social enterprise. And that's really important for us because we can help expand economic and social development in northern markets while helping to preserve the local cultures and lifestyle within the Inuit community.
So I understand you were supposed to be traveling to Nain. What happened?
Oh, dear. Yes, I got as far as Goose Bay, and then the flights were grounded for several days. So I was supposed to come up a week or so ago and was stuck in Goose Bay. So now planning again to come up the middle of May. Hopefully that's the dates that we're looking at now.
So I understand that you guys are looking for someone to take part in a job position?
Yes, so we're opening up a northern production center in Maine. We have our space secured, and we have some of our equipment and stuff up there already. So we're looking for somebody to take on a role called the Northern Production Lead. And that person will work out of our Northern Production Center, which is what we will be calling it. And that person will help lead and manage the day-to-day operations of the Northern Production Center. And what we'll be doing in that center is we'll be working with youth from the community to help train them to eventually make our smart technology, our buoys. They're called smart buoys. And these buoys then will be shipped all over the north to be deployed in communities. So we're looking for a person to help us get the space ready, to receive the inventory, to work with the youth, to manage the day-to-day activities of the Northern Production Center, which we're hoping to have filled by early May, and then start the process of setting up the shop, and then eventually we'll start identifying some youth.
Can I ask you where this center will be located in then?
Sure. Our address is 2 Morthart Road, so it's in the building with, I believe, Academy Canada is in that building, and there's a couple of other tenants in that building as well. So it's very close to the town hall.
Oh, it's just right next door to us.
Yes, yeah.
For this position, what are the requirements and qualifications?
Sure. The monitor start with the responsibilities, and then I can lead into the required skills. So, as I mentioned before, we're looking for somebody to help with the setup of the Northern Production Center, manage and support the youth, look after the day-to-day technical production, so when we get up and running, to assemble the buoy, so they'll be helping to schedule and train and troubleshoot, ongoing facilities management, so to make sure that the production space and our office and kitchen space are good and, you know, all up to where they need to be and stocked and clean and everything. Liaison with the technical operations lead in the tech shop and identify any risks and establish any plans to help with any of the risks. So this person will work really close with all of our other staff at Smart Ice. The required skills would be graduation from a recognized post-secondary program or equivalent experience. So somebody with some experience with working with youth, certainly, or working in an environment where it's either assembly or scheduling or training. Experience with working with youth, providing some technical training to the youth and adults, and we will train the person so that they will be able to then, in turn, work with the youth. Excellent written and verbal communication skills. Tracking with inventory if possible. Writing some project reports. Can work independently or as part of a team, so the broader Smart Ice team. And familiarity with the Microsoft Office suite. Some of the assets of what we would be looking for is if we have people that would, you know, be really good at managing several things at once and changing priorities, because as we know, things change very rapidly. Understanding of the community and demographics is really important, and it'd be great if we could find somebody that has worked with vulnerable youth before.
Sounds like a really good job position.
We think it is.
So have you had anyone apply so far?
So we've had 4 applicants apply. We're going to be starting the interview on Monday, April 8th, and they'll go on till, I'd like to have some more, anybody interested, that they could apply, say, by Tuesday the 9th or, you know, somewhere around Tuesday the 9th or the 10th would be the deadline. And we'd like to have somebody in place by the beginning of May.
So this position, they have to be, I guess, working dependently?
So they'll be working independently. We do have a summer student hired that will work with this person at the production center, and she starts on the 29th of April. She's from the community, and we're really excited to have her. So she will start on the 29th, and then the next person, this person hopefully will start by the, at least by the next week, but I'm hoping will be the 6th or 7th or 8th of May, so the beginning of that week sometime. So if we can find somebody and it's the right fit, and it works out, so then hopefully we'll have somebody in place.
So if anybody wanted to apply, how can they apply?
So they should email me their resume, and my email address is charding@martice.org.
Do you have a phone number too?
I certainly do. 709-725-0820 is the work number that anybody can reach me on. Or text me on that number too, either one.
What will happen once you have someone hired on? What will happen next?
We're hoping what will happen is in the month of May that we'll be readying the workshop and getting everything unpacked and set up and accepting the shipments of the stuff that will be sent in. And we'll be starting to work with the community and find some youth that are interested in working with us for the summer. And that will come later in May, the middle or the end of May. And then hopefully in June and July we'll have our youth identified that would like to work with us for the summer, and then they'll start producing, training, and learning how to produce the buoy.
So what are you hoping to have done once this program is finished?
Ideally, the program won't finish and that it will be full-time. We will be producing the buoy. So ideally what happens is now is in the summer we'll train people, and then in the fall these youth will then start actually assembling the buoys for production. And so in the workshop in Maine, all the buoy pieces will be shipped up, and then they will actually have learned over the summer how to produce them and assemble them all. And yeah, so that's what we're hoping to do.
Can I ask what the buoys are?
The buoy, sure. The buoy is, it's a 10-foot long stationary sensor that gets frozen into the ice that measures the water temperature, the ice temperature, and then any snow or slush temperatures, and then the air temperature. In the buoy, there is a modem, and the modem speaks to the satellite, and then all the data goes up through the satellite and then sends back down to an email to us, and then we interpret the data to be able to then tell the community where the buoys are located as to how thick the ice is around that buoy area. And the buoy gets placed in the areas where the local residents in whatever community that we're in feels that it's the best place to put it. So it's their major traffic route on the ice of where they're going to either go to their cabin or visit family or go for country food or just have fun on the ice. But we want to make sure that they can use that information so that they travel safely.
Would you like to add anything else?
I would just like to say thank you very much, and I really appreciate being able to share the information. And then if anybody is interested, to very quickly get me an email and or give me a call and send their resume along.
Okay, I'd like to thank you for having the time to speak to me today about the job position with Smart Ice.
And thank you. You're very welcome, and thank you so much.
And I hope you have a good day.
You too.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.